Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. What do you do when you're bored to death? You know, when you know you got some goals, you know you want to improve your life, you want to make the magic happen, but you just find yourself over and over bored. You know, you're bored during the weekday, you're bored during the weekend, and it's like there's all this opportunity, all these things to look and learn and participate with, but you're bored and it keeps happening and you don't know what to do about that. Well, first, don't hate yourself for that, because I know how that can feel. You're like, oh my God, there's so many great things in the world, there's so many problems and I'm bored, what a jerk I am. And I don't want you to feel like that, because believe it or not, everybody gets bored at times. So don't take it as some like existential threat, like, oh my God, my life must suck, or I don't know what's going on. It's like, no, no, we just have to refocus you and realign you and change some of the ways you're showing up in your life, in your career, in your relationships. It's something you can totally fix. So you have to challenge yourself to show up in everything you do with way more presence and engagement. See, boredom isn't always about this long-term thing that you don't have a purpose or a goal. It's that you're kind of going through the motions and you're allowing yourself to go through the motions each day. It's the way that you are doing things that is making you bored. You're not fully engaging it. So yes, you're busy, but by the end of the day, when you look back and you say, did I give my all today? Re-engage today with full presence, full challenge of yourself. you know, people are married to people or have long-term relationships, and what they end up doing is just going through the motions with their relationships too. You know, they don't even know what their partner likes or their spouse likes, and so they don't engage that, and now that relationship becomes boring because you're not mutually trying to do something together. Explore new restaurants, travel new places, try new things, go for new walks in different parts of town, like try to help each other achieve each other's goals. Your relationships are the greatest fountainhead for all of life's vibrancy. So if you're bored, re-engage those relationships, like go way deep in relationships, get greater depth and just feeling there. That will change things for you. What happens is people go, well, I'm bored. So what do? They turn on TV and they just start randomly flipping through. Instead, if you'd say, okay, I'm bored. What are the long-term skills I need to develop? What would I love to learn about this part of the world or that part of the world or this idea or this strategy or this skill set or this business idea? And instead of going to television, like literally go to the bookstore, get some books, get some biographies. If you're not a reader, that's great. Then find some podcasts that you can listen to that will re-engage your learning journey. Watch some videos on TED, watch some videos on YouTube, watch some videos that aren't like just casual, like browsing through, but are rather like very directed towards helping you develop. Because when you engage personal development again, professional development again, when you say, oh, I'm going to really learn about this thing, your body and your mind gets enthusiastic about it. I've never met somebody who gets bored learning about something they care about, right? You might get bored with the way you're doing it, but now when you really re-engage and you challenge yourself, that will make a big difference. You've got to take the mantle of leadership in whatever you are doing in your life. You might not accept it yet, maybe you haven't owned it yet, but you are leading the kids, you are leading your peers at school, you are leading the people at work. The way that you show up, see, people who are bored are often bored because they're in their own head. They're not someone saying, you know what, I'm a role model. People are paying attention to me. I want the kids to see a fully vitalized, like vitalized mom. I want the, you know, my team to see me have the best attitude here. I want other people to see me following my dreams. So I'm gonna work hard for that. They're not aware of others. And they're not aware that you are a role model, good or bad. You really wanna get out of boredom? Start leading people. Start defining a bigger vision with other people. Start setting bigger goals for your teams, for your family, for other people, and start talking about those goals all the time. What do they really want? How are they working towards it? Cheer them on, empower them, inspire them, give them tools, but lead other people to a bigger vision. This comes back to you also leading yourself. You've got to re-engage yourself in a different way to avoid boredom. Like, you gotta paint a big vision. I remember maybe 4 or 5 years ago in my own career, I was like, everything was humming along. We'd kind of hit way bigger goals than I ever wanted in my entire life, and everything was going great. And so what did I do? I said, you know what? If I just accept where I'm at right here, I can be happy, I can be satisfied, I can be fulfilled. However, in 3 or 4 years, I'm gonna end up bored. I'd better take on something big right now. I'd better decide, instead of just doing my things, I'm gonna start a movement. And so I said, I'm gonna start a movement around this topic of high performance, about pushing ourselves to reach the next level of success, re-engaging in life in a different way. I'm gonna do some research, I'm gonna roll out some new brands, roll out some new events, roll out some new courses. I'm gonna start a movement around this topic of high performance because nobody had owned it. And I said, I'm gonna take that, I'm gonna own that out in the world. And it's been a great challenge for me to lead this movement of high performance. If I just kept saying, I'll just teach personal development all the time, but I didn't decide to make it a bigger community thing, a bigger movement thing, I'd been bored by now. I took the mantle of leadership, even though it's hard, even though I don't know what I'm doing sometimes, even though I gotta build a bigger team and do all these big challenging things, that's the changing of the game. There's so many things that you can engage with, change your life, give you back that full charge, and put you on the path to high performance.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.